Jay McKinnon having a week off this week, and Jackson Franz has jumped in the chair to give us his own little version of Talking Horses this morning, looking at pedigrees from some feature races at Flemington yesterday, and a look ahead to the Great Southern Stale that kicks off at Oaklands today. And great to have Jackson as part of the program. Jackson, first of all, thank you so much for jumping off the bench here and coming on. You've filled in previously and really done a terrific job. Great to have you on board this morning.
My pleasure, Warren. It's good to be back. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm going very well, thank you. And just some administrative news too, just looking at the COVID cases coming through this morning from the Victorian government. No locally acquired cases and only one internationally acquired case identified in hotel quarantine. So good to have effectively another donut day with no locally transmitted cases, Jackson.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's really good for the Great Southern Sale that they've got out at Oakland Junction today. So everyone's allowed to get around in a COVID-safe environment and hopefully, you know, find the next future star.
And looking at some future stars, perhaps there was some to come out of Flemington yesterday, and probably as impressive a win as the day, or maybe Grand Promenade you'd put in that category, but the two-year-old Schnitzel Colt, Royals Elf, for Gary Portelli down from Sydney. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he was fantastic winning yesterday. It was obviously a commanding margin that he put on his rivals in the Arbitrage Rossi Series final. He was bred by John Massaro's Arrowfield Dudden as the first foal out of Group 3 winner Royal Type, who herself hails from the second dam line of stakes performers Royal Babe and Heart Tester. Also, his champion size Schnitzel has been in a rich vein of form this season. That was his 14th individual stakes winner, and he's going to stand his 13th season at the Hunter Valley Farm of Widden Stud for $165,000. So it's a premium price to pay, but it seems to be worth it if he gets the results.
One of Victoria's biggest breeders in Heskett Bloodstock, David and Jenny Moody with their filly Jaygar, breaking through yesterday at Flemington. Azustar, filly Jaygar, and as I said, one of Victoria's biggest breeders in David and Jenny Moody. What can you tell us about Jaygar?
Yeah, well, it started obviously a good day for the Azustar, which was capped off by the Astrologist winning the listed race later in the day. But Jaygar, she looks like a promising sort, and she's a daughter of Spirit Dance, who herself is by Statue of Liberty. And Spirit Dance herself was a talented mare, winning the Group 2 Angus Armanasco Stakes and the Group 3 Kevin Hayes Stakes. It's obviously a really deep family as well. It features the Group 3 Mannerism Stakes winner, Red Flair, and her half-brother, Hello Pretty, who himself won the listed Hong Kong Derby. And like I mentioned, Zustar, he's just continuing to scale new heights. He's going to stand for $154,000 this season at Widden Stud. And he's also got his Group 2 winning son, Zustain, who's going to cover his second book of mares at Widden for $19,800 this year, as well as Lean Mare Machine, who's going to be up at Aquas Farm for $13,200.
You mentioned there'll be a number of people looking for the next star, and the weanling market's certainly a growing market, the bloodstock landscape here in Australia, heading out to Oaklands with the Great Southern Stale kicking off and some good breeding stock available as part of that program. What's taken your eye most of all in that catalogue, Jackson?
Yeah, well, it's great to see that the Oaklands, you know, the sale out at Oaklands Junction can go ahead after being pushed back by 3 weeks. But, you know, Inglis are really confident in another strong result for the sales with the current booming bloodstock climate at the moment and obviously headlined by some past graduates in Montecilia, Geetra, Behemoth. But these days, with the sale, there's a lot of end users getting out there, which is fantastic, trying to get the next horse that could be a star for a weanling price rather than having to wait on the pin hookers prices at the yearling sales next year. And that was seen by Kieran Maher paying $1 million up in the Gold Coast for a lovely colt. But this year's sale looks like another really fantastic day. We've got a Justify colt. He is currently by one of the first offerings of the Group 1 mare by the Coolmore Stallion this year, and he looks a lovely prospect that will most likely be the sales topper. So he goes around later in the day today, which should be fantastic.
And the spruik horse in Australia at the moment, I suppose, taking over almost from Zaki, is Incentivise, and there's a link to Incentivise at the sale.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously the broodmare part of the sale, which kicks off tomorrow, there's some lovely mares involved. So, you know, stallions such as Extreme Choice, Zustar, Yes, 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 Frosted, and Exceedance, which are also featured, but as you mentioned, Incentivise, he's just been brilliant the way he's been winning and coming down to Victoria as a potential Caulfield Cup winner in waiting. But he's got a half sister, which is lot 448 in Ra Ra Epic. She currently has a weanling filly by Zustar on the ground, but she's currently in fold Yes, 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 and I'm sure she's going to make plenty of interest. She was actually purchased for 80,000 last year, as it was, so it'll be really interesting to see what she goes to while in fold to, you know, a really nice, promising young stallion like Yes, Yes, Yes.
looking forward to those careers evolving and potentially some of the wheelings. We've had you on a little bit during the recent times, Jackson. What about your careers evolving? Last time I checked in, you were doing some media studies and some part-time work with the likes of OTI, etc. What are you up to at the moment?
Yeah, so I finished up an internship with OTI Racing. I was there for 3 months. It was a fantastic experience learning from someone as esteemed as Terry Henderson. I've thoroughly enjoyed that, but I'm just currently chipping away doing a few days with RSN, which is fantastic, on the digital website. So make sure you get on and check the articles by myself and Matt Stewart, which are great. But also love my bloodstock, so I'm currently at Thoroughbred Daily News Australia New Zealand, which is one of our industry leaders in the bloodstock game. So really good to work for an organisation such as them and do some, you know, really lovely features on people that are working in the industry. I had a chat to the guys out at Nurrawong Park in Arcadia during the week, who also have my mayor, who will be heading for Headwater this year. So it's great to tell those stories of the people working in the bloodstock industry in particular. It's a fantastic opportunity and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
And great to have you as part of the RSN 927 team, Jackson. Thanks for your contribution this morning.
Appreciate it, Warren. Enjoy your day.